Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, last week, we talked about Apple's rumored plans for a dramatic overhaul to iOS 19, iPadOS 19, and macOS 16, described as one of the biggest software overhauls in Apple's history. This, of course, led to some concern from Apple users, commentators, and developers who are weary of Apple making such dramatic changes to all of its platforms at the same time. But despite being one of the biggest overhauls in many years, Apple executives are reportedly confident that users will like the changes that these updates bring. Despite the risks involved in making interface changes, the top Apple executives say they are confident that users will love the new look and feel of the updates. The trick is creating something that appeals to both the hundreds of millions of current users and the new users that Apple hopes to add to its platforms in the coming years. Apple executives believe that these interface changes will be simpler to use, faster to navigate, and easier to learn. The new software designs will potentially set the stage for more radical hardware as well, including foldable devices and touchscreen Macs. Apple also aims to create consistency between all of its platforms with these new designs and to adapt to an era dominated by artificial intelligence assistants rather than people continually dipping in and out of separate applications. The elephant in the room for that one, however, is that Apple just delayed its major Apple intelligence updates to Siri, so creating a new design for the artificial intelligence era without software features in the artificial intelligence space is certainly an interesting decision. We still don't know a whole lot about the specifics of Apple's plans for this new iOS 19 and macOS 16 design, but the expectation is that these updates will take at least some cues from VisionOS for Apple Vision Pro. In other news today, we're only 3 months away from the next WWDC, where Apple will unveil that iOS 19 update, but Apple also reportedly has big plans for AirPods. Bloomberg reports that iOS 19 will include a new live translation feature for AirPods Pro. The story says that the feature will be able to translate live in-person conversations from one language to another. The feature will be offered for current AirPods models as part of iOS 19, with no new hardware required. For example, if an English-speaking user is listening to someone speaking in another language, the iPhone will use the AirPods microphones to automatically translate that speech. Then, when the English-speaking user is ready to respond, the iPhone will translate that English speech into another language in real time. It's unclear whether this new feature will be exclusive to the latest generation AirPods Pro, or whether Apple will make it available for older models as well, or, for example, to the latest generation AirPods 4. Last year, with iOS 18, Apple introduced new hearing health features, but only for the AirPods Pro 2. Apple is also still working on third-generation AirPods Pro, with features like a built-in heart rate sensor and a built-in body temperature sensor. Development also continues on a version of AirPods Pro with built-in cameras that use artificial intelligence to analyze the surrounding environment, but that update is still years away. We are supported this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards points every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year thanks to Card Pointers. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on Card Pointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple is planning the biggest update ever for iOS 19, and it also has a big update coming to the iPhone itself this fall. The launch of the iPhone 17 Air will be the biggest change to the iPhone lineup since the redesigned iPhone 12 debuted in 2020. In the intervening years since then, the iPhone design has largely stayed the same, with the exception of the mini form factor being replaced by the plus form factor with the iPhone 14. One of the biggest questions with the iPhone 17 Air is how Apple will balance the compromises necessary to achieve that ultra-thin 5.5mm design. A new report this week offers a rundown of the features and compromises expected for the iPhone 17 Air. The device will reportedly feature a camera control for visual intelligence and accessing the camera app. The screen will be ProMotion with support for 120 Hz refresh rates. There will also be an action button instead of a mute switch, Apple's C1 modem for cellular connectivity rather than a modem from Qualcomm, and a new Apple-designed chip for Wi-Fi and Bluetooth instead of a Broadcom chip. This week's report also emphasizes that Apple wasn't willing to compromise battery life for the iPhone 17 Air. So despite its ultra-thin design, Apple still believes the device will get the same battery life as the other thicker iPhone models in the lineup. It's expected to start at around $900 in terms of pricing, similar to the iPhone 16 Plus it replaces. Finally, the report says that one thing Apple considered was making the iPhone 17 Air the first ever port-free iPhone. This would mean the iPhone 17 Air wouldn't have a USB-C port at all and would rely on Qi charging and MagSafe charging for power and other wireless technologies for data transfer. Ultimately, however, Apple decided against that design decision, instead opting to keep the same USB-C port we have today. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.